Veronica?
What?
Veronica invited me. Have you seen her?
Who's Veronica?
From Econ? Aren't you her friend?
No.
What?
I'm fucking with you, Trent.
You fucked who?
Veronica got held up. She couldn't make it.
Oh.
But I'm here.
You're what?
Here. I'm here. With you?
No, I don't have any super glue. I'm sorry. Maybe ask Veronica?
She's not here.
Who's not here?
Veronica.
What are you doing here?
Last minute shopping. Can't have sweet potato pie without marshmallows.
I meant in Buchanan.
Oh, my aunt lives here. My mom and I are visiting. So I haven't seen you in Econ. Is everything, like, okay?
Yeah, I actually dropped it.
Oh, yeah, I feel that. I'm sorry to hear that, Trent. You were kind of the only thing that made that class tolerable.
I was?
It's okay, or whatever. It was nice seeing you.
Yeah, it was nice seeing you too. Maybe we could...
My friend Ashley is having a party tomorrow. It would be neat if you came.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow night. Are you, like, free?
I am.
Cool. I'll send you the details.
Cool. It's a date. I mean...
Yeah, it's a
date with Veronica Barrows.
Am I supposed to know who that is?
What? It doesn't matter. I just don't want to screw it up.
Well, good luck.
What's that supposed to mean?
That you're... you. And she's probably way out of your league.
And who, may I ask, would you consider me in the league of?
Margot Chandler.
The girl with the lazy eye?
That's ableist, Trent. She's really sweet.
She reuses her bathwater.
It's good for the environment.
She still takes baths, Abby.
And baths are relaxing.
She's also in her 40s.
I always pictured you with an older woman.
Look, are you gonna help me or-
Not here! I'm sorry. She couldn't make it. But, like I said, I am. And I'm just buzzed enough, and you're cute enough, for me to ask you if you'd like to find a room upstairs. What do you say?
Yeah, sure. Let's go.
Excuse us.
This one's locked. Bathroom?
Where are you taking me?
Relax, Trent. It's going to be okay.
Why are we doing this?
Dr. Murphy's agreeing to meet with us on short notice, Trent. Just do what he asks you, please.
Hello, Trent. Hello, Carol. We only have a few moments. What seems to be the problem?
Trent's been having... episodes.
Trent, is that true? What's been going on?
He dropped all of his classes.
Not all?
All but one.
Anything else?
He's gotta be in his bonnet about this whole lockdown thing.
Lockdown?
At Carson High. They shut the place down for 6 hours. People went to campus, they went to the basement, and they started digging and excavating and-
Is that so?
I think they had help. I don't know what they want with it, but they were looking for meteorite.
How do you know this, Trent?
I got a package with property records, and I met a man at the Rockydale Quarry the other night. I watched him eat rocks. I watched him break his teeth and watched as his blind eyes cleared up and he could see. He could see me.
You were arrested for trespassing, Trent. There was a homeless man, but he was not blind, and he was missing no teeth.
That's not true. I saw it. I was there.
What else did you see?
Mr. Abby and I went to his house to confront him. I thought he was involved, that he had helped the people.
The people who invaded Carson High.
But that wasn't it. He was just a creep. He drugged me. He stuck a needle in my neck and he drugged me.
You were trespassing on his private property, Trent. You're lucky he didn't kill you or press charges. He would have been entirely in his right to do so.
That's not how it happened. I just wanted answers.
Has he been taking his medication?
Well?
I don't like the way they make me feel. I don't like the way I feel when I'm on them. I can't think. I'm not myself.
Then who are you?
I'm not myself.
And who are you now?
Not myself.
The medications are supposed to help you, Trent. It'll take some time to adjust. We're all adjusting, coming out of this thing. It hasn't been easy, but you need to be consistent. You need to keep going to your classes and keep to a schedule. You need to exercise and eat. Are you eating?
Are you?
I eat enough.
You're thinning down. Don't most students gain weight their first year in college?
It's not my first year, Mom.
Yes, it is. You were virtual all last year, and barely had a semester before it all shut down. As far as I'm concerned, this is your first year away from home.
I'm sorry to have to wrap up so soon, but is there anything else?
His mood has been changing. A lot. He's keeping secrets, sneaking out, lying to me.
It's okay, Carol.
I don't know what to do anymore.
There's nothing else you can do.
Will he ever be cured?
With bipolar 1, there isn't a cure or even a better. There is simply better than yesterday, better than last year. He can go years without an episode of mania. It might never happen again. But if Trent is off his meds, if he's...
Crazy. I'm fucking crazy.
Crazy if you think that she's dead.
Of course she's dead. Why haven't we seen or heard from her since the finale?
Maybe it's all caught up to her. People aren't supposed to travel through wormholes, dude.
She's dead, Jacob.
Cindy, what say you?
Diana Harris? Definitely dead.
You're both wrong. Who's the townie?
Everyone, this is Trent. He goes to UVA. He says he's here on a date. With Barrows.
Yeah, me too, bud.
Another lost puppy, Sin?
That's a really cool shirt,
Harper. That's Jacob.
Hey.
And you've already met Sin.
You listen to DM?
DM?
Oh, God. Not another one, Cindy.
What? He's cute.
What would Barrow say about you picking up after her like this?
I'm really fond of scraps. What can I say? Sometimes leftovers make the best meals.
That's disgusting.
What's DM?
Joel Harris stands in the middle of the road. Not a monster, but a man.
Chills. I've got chills.
I'm actually not a fan of the first season.
What are you even talking about? Season 1 is all there is. Detective Calderon? Native American magic? Season 2 is garbage, man.
Personally, I'm a fan of the Trinity.
Okay, so you guys are some sort of fan club?
It's all real, Trent. The Tribe of Seuss, the Six, the Paranormal Research Advocacy Group, Elijah Hughes, Dr. Cyrus O'Dell was a professor at the university.
Was? What happened to him?
Well, if you listen closely to the final episode, you'll notice that some of his dialogue was reused from earlier episodes.
Okay.
I think he was cut from this series finale.
Why?
Who knows?
So, the three of you believe in this?
Google Martin Cruz. Google Alexander Gerald Carter. Play the YouTube video. Turn it up!
I have faced death. I looked at the man who wanted me dead, watched as he burned to a crisp at the edge of a cliff. I wanted to jump off, to end it all. I took a bullet to the gut. I thought that that was the end, but I did not die. I did not let those who wished me harm, those who wished for my silence, define my narrative. I tell my story. I am the one in charge. It is my decision. I wanted to walk away, to ride off into the sunset with my friends. But the work of a truth-sayer is never done. The work of a believer is never done. Prague, the so-called Lost Tribe of Seuss, They are one and the same. These people want to wage a war with the supernatural. They want a subservient, brainwashed mass. To them, I say no.
He's not dead. Martin Cruz dies at the end of season 3.
He didn't die, he was left open.
Exactly.
Play the next one.
Please give a warm, aggy welcome to our final speaker. You know his voice from the podcast Diana's Monster, but he's also the author of the up-and-coming memoir, The Goddess and Me. Back from the dead, please, clap those hands, and welcome to the stage, Mr. Martin Cruz!
Hello. Good evening, everyone. My name is Martin Cruz. Some time ago, I discovered I was adopted. I loved my mother. Bless her soul. I loved everything she and my father worked to give me. They provided a life my birth mother might not have been able to. For that, I am forever grateful. But my adoptive father killed himself. Depression is a disease we cannot see, so we do not always understand. I loved that man, my father. But I got to thinking, if depression is a disease, an affliction passed down from generation to generation, what diseases lay within me, within these veins, my blood? So I tracked down a copy of my birth certificate, against my mother's wishes. And what I found out was that I was born right here in Texas. In a little town by the name of Evanston. So I traveled to Evanston in search of my family, but what I found there was a mystery. See, 23 years to the day, a woman went missing in Evanston, a woman who was hated by all for reasons no one could quite explain. And the mystery of that woman led me to find myself. I found Alexander Carter, a man I grew to love, and I found her, the woman, Diana Harris. We were more connected than we ever knew. The mystery of Diana Harris wasn't about Diana Harris herself at all. It was about being exiled, being the butt of the joke, facing adversity against all odds. That's what I learned from Diana Harris and Alexander Carter. But beyond those friendships, my connection to an otherworldly, extra-dimensional being, a pagan goddess by the name of Seuss, brought forth new enemies. Call them the Paranormal Research Advocacy Group, PRAG for short, or the so-called Lost Tribe of Seuss, but make no mistake, they aim to rip open our world and let the monsters roam free. Lives have been lost. Lives have been taken. I will forever remember Joseph Calderon, a friend who saved my life. And I will never forget Elijah Hughes, the man in the smoking jacket who wanted me dead. I have faced death. I looked at the man who wanted me dead, watched as he burned to a crisp at the edge of a cliff. I wanted to jump off, to end it all. I took a bullet to the gut. I thought that that was the end, but I did not die. I did not let those who wished me harm, those who wished for my silence, define my narrative. I tell my story. I am the one in charge. It is my decision. I wanted to walk away, to ride off into the sunset with my friends, but the work of a truthsayer is never done. The work of a believer is never done. PRAG, the so-called Lost Tribe of Seuss, they are one and the same. These people want to wage a war with the supernatural. They want a subservient, brainwashed mass. To them, I say no. To them, I say, I will not stop. I will not obey. I will speak the truth. So, I say this, my message, to those who wish me harm and those who hear my voice. I will never stop telling my story. My story. If doing this
inspires you to tell your own, then pick up the microphone. Ask the questions. Find the answers. Use your voice. Thank you.
What time is it?
I think it's time we topped you off, big guy.
Don't you think he's had enough?
It's his initiation. Don't you remember when you and Barrows joined?
Veronica and I didn't look like we were about to throw up.
How do you know? I bet you don't even remember when you...
Look, I don't feel good about this.
Then look away. There you go, baby. Bottoms up.
That's a 1975 Chateau Lafite Rothschild. Took it from Harper's mom.
Yeah, and you would better be replacing it.
Replace these nuts? calm down. She won't even notice it's gone.
Just like she didn't notice the $6,000 bottle of Dom.
I have expensive taste.
Yeah, so does my mother.
A refined palate.
I've seen you eat stale Cheetos from out between the couch cushion. Jen. You okay?
He's fine. He just needs to sleep it off.
And will he be sleeping alone?
What would Barrows think?
Well, Veronica is in here, Harper.
Jacob, help her carry him to the guest bedroom and make sure he doesn't vomit on the way.
On it.
Thanks, Harp. I could have handled it.
Well, now you don't have
to be such a cockblock all the time.
He's drunk, Cindy.
Name one guy who ever stopped because I was wasted. Besides you.
I'm a gentleman. What can I say?
It's not like I wanted to do him or anything, but he's kind of cute all passed out.
He said he was here on a date with Barrows?
Something like that.
Financial trust. Safety deposit boxes.
What'd they find?
Weirdest thing.
Did you say?
Rocks. Don't you...
Do you see?
See what? What are you talking about? What's going on? What's happening? Why are you doing this to me?
Do you see?
What is going on?
Trent! Trent! Wake up!
Dude, are you okay?
What happened?
You were having a nightmare.
And you pissed yourself.
Where's Veronica? Where's Veronica Barrows?